Punch Audio, through the Audiobook Creation Exchange, proudly presents You, Fascinating You. Written by Jermaine W. Shames. Performed by Susan Hanfield.
In memory of Margit Wolf, and for all the artists, dancers, musicians, singers, actors, painters, playwrights, authors, filmmakers, whose oeuvres were cut short by the Holocaust, and whose loss history has yet to reckon. In the final weeks of 1938, in the shadow of Kristallnacht and imminent war, a heartsick Italian maestro wrote a love song called Two, Solamente Two. Its lyrics lamented his forced separation from his wife, the Hungarian ballerina Margit Wolf, in the wake of Mussolini's edict banishing foreign Jews from Italy. The song, first recorded by Vittorio De Sica in 1939, catapulted to the top of the hit parade and earned its composer the moniker the Italian Cole Porter. The German version, Du Ima Vida Du, would be performed by Sarah Leander, the foremost film star of the German Reich, and its English counterpart, You, Fascinating You, by the Glenn Miller Army Air Force Band. 22 years would pass before the maestro and his ballerina again met face to face. This is their story.
You are, that love I was waiting for all my life. Ho trovato l'amore. I have found love.
Chapter 1.
They say ballet chooses the dancer. I, Margit Wolf, am twice chosen. My father, Mano Wolf, worked as master tailor to the Hungarian State Opera. We lived a few doors away at 28 Ondrasi Út, an elegant address despite its dearth of plumbing. At every window flocked hosts of pigeons blown inland by a moody Danube, and in the parlor, between the spinet piano and my mother's heirloom curio cabinet, stood the sewing machine that dressed half the Romeos east of the Alps. All the greatest actors, the greatest dancers of the day, would come to our flat to be suited out as princes, satyrs, sylphs. The sewing machine occupied the center of the living room. Clients would disrobe behind an oriental screen and step out, transformed, standing tall with self-importance, while my father crawled at their feet on all fours, his mouth barbed by straight pins. "Make like you're on the stage." The players would strut a soliloquy. The baritones belt out an aria. The ballet dancers camber and curtsy, testing the reinforced seams, inspecting the flawless drape of the fabric. The tailor was no less an artist than his clients, yet he received no accolades, only more orders. He seldom left his machine. All the perfect little stitches, the dull and niggling little stitches, and the contraption churring, always thirsty for oil. I hoarded the scraps, silks, velvets, damasks. The feel of them spoke to me, of worlds stitched together, not with thread, but light. Let others wield the needle. I would wear the fine costumes. I would make the hemline sway and billow like a nimbus. At the age of 4,